This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay Help Desk. This is Iris Wilson. How may I help you today?
Okay. So I received a call and I didn't understand the information I was provided. Could you please repeat me the information? I think that I purchased something.
Yes. A transaction is placed on your eBay account this morning. So did you do that?
Okay. No, I haven't done anything.
And apart from you, is there anyone who knows about your account's information, or you are just the main user?
Yeah, I'm the main user. Yes.
You are the main user. All right. Now what we are going to do, madam, we are simply going to help you out for your cancellation, okay?
Alright.
And while we were suspecting about this transaction, we have got to know about the location, and the location that we have suspected is in Mountain View, California, United States. Do you know anybody from there?
No.
You don't know, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, without taking much of your time, we will simply start ahead with the cancellation process of yours. So could you do let me know, at this very moment, which compatible device have you got with you, like any computer, laptop, or smartphone?
Yes. Okay.
Which one do you have?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. And the phone is Android or it's Apple iPhone?
Android.
Android. So on your phone, you just need to put me up on the loudspeaker first.
Yes.
Am I on the loudspeaker?
Yes, I'm in the speaker.
Now you just need to open up your Play Store. Go back to the main screen where you have got your wallpaper and all the other applications and open up the Play Store.
Open the Play Store. Uh-huh. Okay.
Now in the Play Store, look at the top. Can you see it says search for apps and games?
No, I cannot see it. Can you please repeat it again? What's the name of the app?
It says search for apps and games. Can you see that?
Apps and games, no.
In the Play Store, what can you see at the top? There's a white searching panel.
Yes, there's a certain panel. Yes, but I don't see the name of the app. I see the name of the app. I already downloaded, but not that app specifically.
No, no. You first open the Play Store, okay?
Yes.
Now, once you open the Play Store, look at the top. You will see there is a white long searching panel. Can you see the white long searching panel? A magnifying glass.
A magnifying glass.
Top, it says search for apps and games, correct?
Apps and games. Okay.
Type there ANY, A for Alpha, N for Nancy, Y for Yellow, ANY.
Can you please repeat that?
It's A for Alpha. N for Nancy.
Yes.
D for Delta. E for Echo.
Okay.
S for Sugar.
Okay.
K for Kilogram. Now search for it. And what is the very first option you can see?
Well, it says my workforce DNA. And will you schedule the bio? Yes, my workforce PNA.
Can you see any desk option?
Nope. I don't see any options regarding to...
Close the Play Store. Please close the Play Store.
Yes, I'm in the Play Store. Okay, can you please repeat again the name of the app I should look
the
for?
The name of the app should be Is in Australia. The first letter is A. A stands for Australia.
Yes.
N stands for New York.
Mm-hmm.
Y stands for Yellow.
Okay.
T stands for Delta.
Uh-huh.
E stands for Echo.
Uh-huh.
S stands for Sugar.
Uh-huh.
K stands for Kilogram.
Yes, any desk app.
Correct. Now, mm-hmm. Can you see any options? Is any desk, remote, desktop, software?
Yes, I see it.
Give a click on that, and then you will see an option that says Install. Click on Install.
All right.
Now, once the installation is done and it says to you Open, just do let me know, love. All right.
Thank you.
And meanwhile, you can just grab a piece of paper and a pen.
Okay. Okay, done.
What it says to you?
Well, it says something about a privacy.
Yes, you can click on OK or Next or Continue.
Okay.
Now, what it says?
It says something with Google Play Store.
Yes, click on Open with Google Play Store. Now, what it says?
Okay, send me again to the
install. Can you see install?
Yes.
Anything CD1 install, click on install.
Okay. There is a tutorial. It says you can avoid the tutorial by touching the area outside of the Google circle.
Yes, do that. And what it says to you now?
As connection established. Here you can see the connection.
Click on connection established, correct? Now, can you see something says your address and there are some 9 numbers?
Yes.
Slowly, confirm of the number to me.
It says 46-77-48-791.
Hold on, love. It's 450.
Four, five, zero. Uh-huh.
You tell me the number. What you can see?
467 748 791.
Okay, I repeat. It's 467 748 791. Is it the number? Now just below the number you will see an option that says set password. Can you see set password?
Yes.
Click on set password.
Okay.
Now once you give a click on set password, you will see an option says permissions. Look for permissions.
Yes, this is permissions.
Now in the permissions, you will see option says permission profile. Look for permission profile.
Okay, yes.
Now what can you see once you give a click on permission profile?
It says default, screen sharing, full access, and attendant access.
Click on unattended access.
Okay.
Now, once you give a click on unattended access, you will see option says set password, correct?
Yes.
Now, it's the very important part. You need to type over there the password and make sure the password is all in the lowercase, okay? And the password you need to type will be support. SUPPORT. Support.
Okay, I cannot type set password. Should I like tick the option?
You will click on, yeah, enable unattended access. Click on that.
Okay. So support, okay?
All should be in the lowercase, okay? Make sure.
Yes.
Support. SUPPORT. Then type
yes.
Number 3, number 2. Numerical 3 and 2. Support
okay.
3, 2. All together.
Yeah, it's right.
Press
okay.
On okay.
Okay.
Now don't press anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Bear with us. Once you see any option coming up on your screen, do let me know.
Well, it's just tick profile enable unattended access.
Do not press anywhere, leave your screen as it is. You will see option coming up that says start now.
Okay, and now it says security warning. You're about to grant full control to your
device.
Wait,
hold on. I think you have done the password incorrect. Bear with me. Now you will see the option says start now. Click on start now. Click on
okay.
The start now option. Now look at the right side. You will see option says close. Can you see the close?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now you
done.
Will see close one more time. Click on close.
Done.
Now look at the top. It says security and there is a back arrow. Click on that back arrow.
Okay.
Now you can see over there eBay secure server connected. Connection established. That means
yes.
Successfully you are being connected up to the secure server of eBay, okay?
Okay.
Now do one thing. Close down this page and just open up your Play Store again. Open up
right.
The Play Store.
Uh-huh. Right.
What can you see now?
Well, it's just the apps recommended for me and the
okay,
system.
You will click on search for apps and games.
Any desk app again?
You don't touch anywhere, okay? Let us see if the server can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Is something been typing over there?
No, it's a clear
okay.
Any desk.
Okay.
Okay,
so type over there, any desk, ANYDESK, any desk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now it's up.
You don't need to type any desk app. Type over there any desk plugin. Any desk plugin.
Okay, right.
Now give a click on any desk plugin AD1. Click on that.
Okay.
Now can you see your option says install? Click on install.
All right.
Once the install says open to you, just to let me know, alright?
Okay.
Now look at the top, you will see there is a back arrow. Click on that back arrow. Now open up the AnyDesk.
Yes.
Now can you
okay.
See any option coming up there? Okay, click on OK.
Okay,
click on
plug
OK.
In.
Yeah, press on OK.
Alright. Mm-hmm.
Now you will see it says accessibilities, correct?
Correct.
Click on recommended for you. Click on that recommended for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now press the back button, back arrow one time.
Okay.
And can you see any option says installed apps? At the end it says
installed
apps.
Yeah.
Click on installed apps.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you see AnyDesk Control Services? Give a click on that.
Yes.
And turn it on. Turn it on.
Okay.
Both of them. Give a click on Allow.
Mm-hmm.
Turn both of them on.
Okay.
Now, leave your screen as it is, okay?
No, please choose how to start or stop this function.
Can you see option says cancel? Click on cancel.
Okay, it's done. Mm-hmm.
Now do not touch anywhere.
Okay.
Now do one thing. At the top, you see there is a back arrow, correct? Any deck of control, sir, click on that. Click on it one more time.
Okay.
Click it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to
click on OK. Press on OK. Now you see there are three boxes at the top, just below eBay Secure Server, three red boxes, and there is a red cross. Click on that cross.
Okay.
Now do not touch anywhere, okay? Once again, you will see the Start Now option. Click on that.
Start Now?
Yes.
Correct.
Very good. Now don't touch anywhere. Now just one thing, love. Let me tell you, like we suspect, apart from you, there might be someone who has got hold of your internet line. And with the help of your internet line itself, they have tried to get hold of your banking, your shopping, your emails, and whatever activities you do. All right?
Okay.
So I believe so, on this mobile phone, you check your statements, you check your emails, correct?
Okay.
Now do one thing, love. Just open up the new Google Fresh page on your mobile phone. Now, can you see it says search, any magnifying glass, ask anything or search?
Well, you know, it's in blank. You know, the search engine is not uploaded yet.
Okay, you just open up the new Google Fresh page on your mobile phone.
Okay, it's opening.
Hold on, don't touch anywhere. The server will be helping you out, okay? Can you see a new tab appears up on your screen?
Can you see that?
You need to type over there, my, and give a space.
Say again, please.
Give a space. Number one. P for Paris, P.
Say again, please.
It's P for Papa, P as in Peter.
Okay.
Now, can you see any recommendation that says my 1P address location? Give a click on that.
Yes.
Now, go down slowly, slowly. You will see it says people also ask. And in the people also ask, there is a very first option that says, what is my IP location and country? Can you see that?
Yes.
Click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now just see over there, what's the IP country and location you can see over there? The IP of yours is 66.249.64.118. Is it correct?
Can you please repeat that, the IP address?
It's 66.249.64.118.
No. The IP address is 66.249.64.113. Yes.
Yes. And what's the country and location you can see over there? What it says to you?
United States of America, State California.
Yes. But at this moment, I believe so, you are not in United States of America, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Now, let me tell you, love, what is the IP? Firstly, whenever you use any internet line, for that you require IP address, that is known as the internet protocol address, okay?
Okay.
Without the internet protocol address, you can't use any internet line. Like the same way, whenever you drive any car, you require a driver's license for that, correct? In the same way, whenever you use any internet line, you require the IP address for it. Now, what the people have done, the people have simply got hold of your IP. And with the help of your IP, they have tried to get hold of your shopping, your banking, and whatever activities you do, okay? And you can clearly see over there that the IP of yours is being suspected as a different country, right?
Right.
Now, I believe so, you have understood a little bit of it, like what's exactly happening to you. Apart from you, there are people who have got hold of your internet line, and from there itself, they have steal your information, okay?
Okay.
Now, we will just go ahead and start up the process of yours. So, just come out of this page.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe so you are ready with a paper and a pen, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now what you just need to do, love, you first just need to go ahead and try to log into your bank, okay? And once you log in, just check there. If you can see any suspicious transactions, do let me know. All right?
All right.
And whatever balance you can see, just make a note of the balance in the fresh piece of paper.
Okay.
And make sure that you do in this device itself, okay? Not any other device.
Okay. No, I don't have any suspicious.
Where are you checking? Are you checking it on any other device?
No.
On this device?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. In fact, I have all the notifications in my cell phone when bank movements are done, and I don't have any notifications, so it's right.
Alright, bear with us. Let me tell you, at this moment, you won't be able to see any suspicious transactions because it's kept on hold from our end, okay? It's in the pending mode, so at this moment, no transaction will be reflecting to your account, okay?
Okay.
Now just bear with us. Let me just check the emails for you, okay? And I'm going to guide you up for that. Just bear with me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, love. Now, what we need to do, like, for your cancellation and for your further process, we simply need to connect up your call to the anti-fraud team, okay? And the anti-fraud team will be helping you out to show you up all the problems and further help you out to block them up, okay?
Okay.
So, it was very lovely speaking to you. Thank you for your time and patience, and just stay on the line, okay?
Thank you.
Most welcome.
Thank you for staying online with the eBay Action Fraud Department. My name is Eddie. How are you doing today?
Hello. Thank you. It's fine.
That sounds too good from you, madam. So I believe you're already aware about transactions or, you know, charges that have been made under your eBay account. You haven't made any of these orders from your end?
Yes, exactly. I haven't ordered anything. And, well, I don't have any charges in my bank account related to that. It's just,
you don't see any charges to your bank account, you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, let me ask you first of all, madam. This is all involved with your IP address, okay? So did you try logging into your bank from the very same cell phone or did you try doing it from any other devices?
Yes.
Madam, it was a question. I gave you two options. Did you try logging to the bank account on the cell phone or on any other devices?
Oh, yeah, on the cell phone.
The cell phone itself, the very same cell phone you're talking to us on?
Yes.
And when did you check for the charges? Like just right now or like a few minutes back?
No, a few minutes back.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you the reason you didn't see the charges on your bank account is only because these transactions that you're talking to you about have been put on pending. You need to understand as soon as we noticed unusual transactions on your account, we became suspicious of orders coming up from your account. And decided to put your accounts on hold immediately, okay? We have also sent you an email about that. Just open up and check your email if you have received any email from eBay explaining you about any such information. Just check your emails you have received from eBay.
Yeah, give me a minute, please.
All right, take your time. I'll tell you how you check your emails. Look on the right hand side top corner. Do you see a circle with the first initial of your name inside it, madam?
Give me a minute. I am checking my
email. Okay, there's a way how you check it, madam. First of all, you need to check your emails as well. On the right hand side top, you see the circle with the first initial of your name inside it?
Yes. I think I haven't received anything from.
So that is what I'm telling you. There's a way how you check the emails. Listen to me.